So if you're listening to this, I'm guessing you're already into Tai Chi, which is awesome.
Yeah, definitely a great starting point.
It means you've at least bumped into this idea of chi, right?
Right.
But I think even with a practice like Tai Chi, it can still feel kind of mysterious.
Oh, yeah.
So we are diving into all things chi today. What it is, what it isn't, and how even scientists are starting to make sense of this vital energy.
It's a really fascinating thing to dig into.
Get ready for a fascinating ride.
What's interesting is that even the pronunciation can trip people up.
Oh, really?
It's not kai like kite.
Okay.
It's more like chi with a soft shi.
Chi.
And that seemingly small thing actually points to a bigger issue. Qi or qi isn't easily boxed in by our usual definitions.
Okay, I love that we're starting right there with pronunciation because it's so easy to kind of gloss over,
Right.
but it makes a difference. But if it's not easily defined, how do we even start to get a grip on what chi is?
I like to think of it like this. Imagine trying to understand the ocean, but you're only looking at a single drop of water.
Okay.
You'd miss the currents, the tides, the whole interconnected system. Qi is more like that ocean, a dynamic, ever-changing flow of energy, not some substance we can isolate.
So not a thing, but more like a flow, a process.
Exactly.
And we're trying to understand this process as it relates to our bodies, our health, maybe even our minds.
Exactly. And one of the sources I was looking at used the phrase wave paths to describe meridians.
Interesting.
It's a great way to visualize it. Just like a wave isn't a separate entity from the ocean, chi isn't separate from this larger energetic field. And the meridians, they're like those channels that give the flow direction within our bodies.
Okay, that's starting to paint a picture in my mind. But hold on, if we can't even dissect a meridian under a microscope,
Right.
doesn't that make this whole thing feel a little, well, unscientific?
That's where things get really interesting. There's a growing body of scientific research on qigong, the practice that cultivates and works with qi. And what's fascinating is that many of these studies, published in reputable journals, are showing real, measurable benefits.
So we've got this ancient wisdom talking about qi.
Yes.
And now modern science is starting to catch up, finding evidence that these practices have an actual impact.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see that bridge being built.
That's pretty cool.
It is. We have research on everything from stress reduction and pain management to improvements in cardiovascular health and even immune function. It suggests that even if we can't pinpoint qi directly, the effects of working with it are very real.
That makes a lot of sense. But if it's not a physical thing, how does it work?
Right.
Is qi more like a metaphor, a way of thinking about health and energy?
Yeah.
Or is it something more than that?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And honestly, the answer might be a bit of both. Qi can be a useful framework for understanding how our bodies function, how our energy ebbs and flows, but it also seems to be something we can tap into, cultivate, and direct, which suggests it's more than just a concept.
Okay, I'm hooked. We've got this ancient idea, qi, that's been around for centuries. And we've got science starting to back up the idea that working with this energy, even if we can't fully explain it, has some real benefits.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So where does this leave us? If qi is more like this elusive flow, this energy that's tough to pin down, how do we even begin to work with it? It feels like trying to grab onto smoke.
That's a great analogy because it highlights the importance of approaching qi not just with our minds, but with our whole being. And honestly, that's where a lot of the mystery starts to fade. Remember those wave paths we were talking about?
Yeah, the meridians.
Well, there are practices specifically designed to help us tune in to those subtle sensations, to actually feel that energetic flow within us.
You mean like Qui-Gon?
Exactly.
I've always been interested in trying it out, but I'll admit, part of me always wondered if it was more about relaxation than any actual energy work.
That's the beauty of Qigong. It's both. Think about it. When you're stressed, what happens? Your muscles tense up, your breathing gets shallow, your mind races. That's your energy getting all knotted up. Qigong uses gentle movements, focused breathing, and intention to smooth out those kinks, to get your energy flowing freely again.
So it's like physical and energetic decluttering at the same time.
Exactly.
I can get behind that.
And as you practice, something really interesting happens. You start to notice subtle sensations, tingling, warmth, pressure that you might not have even registered before. It's like your internal radar for qi starts to come online.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. I love that idea of our senses becoming more refined, more attuned to this subtle energy. Is that something everyone experiences?
It's different for everyone, of course. Some people feel it right away, for others it's more gradual, but the key is consistency. Just like building any skill, the more you practice, the more attuned you become.
That makes sense. But what about all those different Qigong exercises? We've got Zanzhuang, brushing the knee, hugging the tree. It seems like a lot to wrap your head around.
It can feel overwhelming, for sure. But here's the thing. It's not about mastering every single technique. It's about finding the ones that resonate with you, that help you connect to that feeling of qi flowing in your own body.
So it's more about exploration and finding what works.
Yeah.
Rather than sticking to some rigid system.
Exactly.
That takes the pressure off.
Yeah.
But how do you know where to start?
Well, that's where a good teacher can be invaluable. Yeah. They can guide you through the basics, help you fine-tune your practice, and answer those inevitable questions that come up.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like having a map and a compass when you're exploring new territory. But speaking of exploring,
yeah,
we've talked about qi in our bodies, but some of those sources hinted at something even bigger, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Like qi in the environment, qi between people.
Exactly. That's a whole other level where you start to sense the energy of your surroundings, the energy between you and other living things. It's like our individual qi doesn't exist in isolation. It's all part of this interconnected web.
Okay, now my mind is officially blown. It's like that feeling you get in nature where you just feel more alive, more connected to everything. Is that related to what we're talking about?
It absolutely could be. Traditional Chinese medicine talks about how our environment, the seasons, even the time of day can influence our qi. And many Qigong practices are designed to help us harmonize with those natural rhythms.
That's incredible. It's like this whole world of subtle energy that we're usually oblivious to. But with a little practice, we can start to tap into it, work with it, maybe even learn from it.
Yeah, exactly. It's an ongoing journey of discovery. And the more you explore, the more you realize how much more there is to learn.
This deep dive has been a real game changer for me. I came in thinking about qi as this vague energy, but now I'm seeing it everywhere, feeling it in my own body. It's like a whole new dimension has opened up.
I love that. And remember, you already have a head start with your Tai Chi practice. It's all connected, and everything you've learned there will serve you well as you continue to explore qi.
That is reassuring to hear. I'm excited to keep going to see where this journey leads.
And remember, it's not about becoming a master overnight. Mm. It's about the practice, the exploration, the ongoing fascination with this incredible energy that flows through us and connects us all.
Well said. And for anyone listening who's feeling inspired to dive deeper into qi, we'll be sure to include links to some of those fascinating sources we mentioned in the show notes. You know, one thing that wasn't in the sources, but I've always wondered, do you think animals have qi? Something to ponder as we wrap up.
That's a great question. And I think it speaks to this larger mystery of qi that we're only beginning to understand. Keep asking those questions, keep exploring, and most importantly, keep practicing.
Absolutely. This deep dive has been a real eye-opener. I'm feeling energized, inspired, and ready to keep exploring the fascinating world of qi. Thanks for joining us on this journey, and until next time, keep that qi flowing.